You can holler, you can applaud, you can scream, you can do anything you want. I can't hear you anyway.
Welcome to Salt Lake Dirt. I'm your host, Kyler Bingham. Today on the show, we are here to talk about the film Farewelling, which has its world premiere at the Dances with Films Film Festival, Saturday, June 24th at 9:30 p.m. Incredible film. I got the chance to have the writer-director Rhodes Fire on, as well as the lead actress Kristen Coppen. I really enjoyed it. I hope people make it out to see this film. It's opening weekend for the festival, and it's at the Chinese Theater. So it's an incredible place to watch a movie, but to be at a film festival, it's just a blast. So check it out. And I'm going to read the log line for you, and then we'll just jump into the interview. Farewelling. In the midst of the pandemic and aftermath of her best friend's overdose, Jenna finds herself in crisis as she reunites with those still around her. Questions of her own ethics and morals surface as she grapples with the why of everything, eventually discovering what it takes to truly break us. Like I said, I really love this film. It's the first feature that I've seen that includes the pandemic as the kind of the world we are living in. And it did it so well. I think at least a few months back, I just didn't want to see anything that it really kind of included that pandemic. I think pandemic fatigue had hit me, and I was just over it. But I have seen some short films recently that are really good. And then this, like I said, this is the first feature film I've seen that includes this as the world that people live in. And it just does such an incredible job capturing the main character, Jenna, her character development, and just the challenges that she faces. But beautifully shot film, the location, oh my gosh, I want to live there. It's such an incredible place. We get into it in the interview here, so let's just jump into it and talk to Rhodes Fire and Kristen Coppen about their film Farewelling, which has its world premiere at the Dances with Films Film Festival Saturday, June 24th at 9:30 p.m. Thanks for listening. Yeah, everybody, I'm here. I'm super excited. We're here to talk about a film called Farewelling that's going to be at Dances with Films coming up very soon now. So we're here with the writer-director, Rhodes Fire. And then Kristen Coppen is the lead.
She's an extra.
But she's a hell of an extra. So we decided to have her on. But yeah, you too. I saw the film. I loved it. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you, Kyler. We're really excited. I mean, this was a passion project. Kristen and I have been friends for, I don't want to age us. Let's just say a really long time.
Really long time. Since we were kids.
Yeah. Let's just say that long. And, you know, we had begun thinking about, as I'm sure everybody was, but like, how shitty, can I cuss?
Yes.
Okay.
Cuss.
How shitty it was for this generation of 30-somethings when the world shut down.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you just started hitting your stride. And don't get me wrong, I loved my 20s, but I didn't start figuring shit out until my 30s. And then to have this pandemic come along and be like, whoa. So we were talking about it. We were also developing the story with Sarah McMaster. And we had always envisioned Kristen as this tough kind of like, she's the epitome of the warrior woman. Mm-hmm. And yet we, as a society, we look at those women and say, okay, well, how much can you take?
Yeah.
A whole beating, apparently. Double fist in the face.
Well, I think like one thing I got from it, it just kind of you know, it's a great story, first of all, but it just gives you the feeling that so many of us had, where it's just kind of like you're stuck. You feel like maybe just a lot of self-reflection, which can go so deep that you just kind of lose. And, you know, with myself and with a lot of people that I saw, when things just kind of shut down abruptly, it was just like, well, shit, now what? And like, what's happening? So it's just like a battle to keep your mental health like stable on some level. And it just you didn't know when it was going to end. So it was just so overwhelming. And I think it just, the isolation, even with when you're kind of stuck with people, the isolation that the film really presents is just like, it just nailed it for me. Like the feeling of it, the tone was just such a powerful, you know, work of art here. And I really hope people get to see it. So when you were writing this, were some of the elements of the story in place before the pandemic hit, or was just this all just come out during the pandemic?
Well, when we were developing it, we had always kind of, I mean, it was the Sarah and I had come together and had chatted about, we were always big fans of Lawrence Kasdan's The Big Chill, mm-hmm. which is a wonderful film. It's a wonderful journey of those who were, you know, grew up in the 70s and now they're in the 80s and they're trying to figure life out in the aftermath of the Vietnam War. And so that's kind of where the impetus started, is that we were already in the pandemic when we began developing this. We began to think about, and it was like this lovely gripe fest of like, how much have you drunk? You know, are you constantly arguing with your significant other? Like, what the fuck? And so we began thinking about this generation. And, you know, Sarah had young kids at the time. And she was like, I don't even know what to do because I have the kids home full time. So I can't meet any of my virtual expectations chasing around a 2-year-old. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, working with a pandemic film, we'd really felt that it was important as filmmakers to not have the things that we hated as humans and citizens going through this pandemic. So I think I was really, Sarah and I were both really, and Kristen was on board for this. We were really like, we don't want to see any masks mm-hmm. whatsoever. If we never have to see a mask in a movie again, we're good. You know, we don't want to use the word quarantine or coronavirus or COVID. Like, let's just really make this about her journey.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No. I was just saying that's what was so great. I mean, you guys, I feel like you knocked that script out really quick. Cause I remember when you were talking about it and it was like, not even a month later and you guys, well, the script's done. We have the script ready. I was like, oh my God, wait, what? Oh, I thought this was going to be like a 6-month process or something, but that's also the gift of the pandemic. Nope. You're not doing fucking anything else. So you're writing and you're working, which is great. But I did love the rawness of it. I love that you brought up the mental health fact in it, because I think a lot of us went through a lot of that, saw different sides of us. People went through more divorces. I think that skyrocketed. People hated their children. So I've heard. I'm not going to name any names of people that I know. But I like the mental side of it. But I also love that when Rhodes shot it, it was also very raw. We all stayed together in one house. Like, we didn't have a makeup artist. There was like, no, you're not wearing any makeup. You're going to look like a bag of dicks the whole time. And I'm sorry. And you're like, okay, but that's real. But that's like the real side of it. And yeah. Only how, you know, it only helps you as an actor as well to jump into that kind of thing and slowly go insane as you stay with a bunch of people in one house.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I loved about it, and I remember this, it kind of jarred like loose some memories of my own early pandemic. And, I'm convinced I got COVID at Sundance 2020. But I don't really know for sure.
You were there.
Yeah.
And that was the Petri dish.
Yeah. Yeah. I interviewed a filmmaker and I just thought he was really hungover. And then I got sick like really soon after. And then we were kind of going back and forth like, hey, like, how are you? Are you sick? Like, what's going on? And so this is before, you know, we could get tests. And so it just kind of makes sense. But it was just when that happened, and then I started covering some festivals online, I remember just kind of thinking, like, how is this going to be? Like, do I even want to see this on the screen? Like, I'm so sick of it. I don't think anyone can really pull this off. Like, I was working on a novel, and I changed a bunch of stuff and added in the pandemic. And then I just, like, threw it all away. I'm like, this is horrible. And I don't know. Maybe we're just so overloaded with it, and we have some space to breathe with it now. But you just pulled it off so well. And it just was so, like, normal and natural. And it was, like I said, ultimately it's just a good story, and it didn't overtake, but it's a huge component of it. So it was just, I mean, props on the script for just being able to, like, balance that and walk that tightrope. It was just so well done. Cause I don't think I've seen a feature yet that really kind of includes that. I've seen a few short films, but not a feature. So it was just really cool to see someone do that and to pull it off. It made me, like, kind of excited for kind of, like, more art, films, novels, whatever. How can this be? Because it is, you know, ultimately it's the humanity of it. And it was, you know, is this situation causing us to act out in certain ways, or were these things that are buried in us that now we have the time to self-reflect and kind of, like, crumble and drink too much and do whatever.
I think you nailed it with the whole humanity of it. You know, we wanted to, and that was part, as Kristen said, we all live together as creatives. We wanted a platform to create. And when the world shut down, we kind of got that taken away from us. Mm-hmm. And then when we all got together, I mean, I think, Kristen, didn't you get COVID from Sundance 2020?
Yeah.
It was this kind of thing, that cough when she's in the film and she's coughing as a boxer because it kept hitting her.
Yeah.
It was the kind of thing where when we all came together, so Kristen's coming off of, like, man, she fought COVID with, like, arm wrestling, Sylvester Stallone style. You know, Rob was coming from a horrible, the passing of his mom. So just, like, a horrible mourning period. I was, my father had a stroke during the pandemic. And it just was coming off of being his caretaker. I mean, every single creative that stepped onto set who had quarantined and tested was not only like, we get it, but was also like, please take our mind off the state of the world right now. Let us play. Let us work together. And so I feel like that was a gift. I feel like filmmaking and the best films, and I'm sure you guys can agree, are the time capsule pieces. Mm-hmm. They're the pieces like The Big Chill. They're the pieces where you watch a piece of the world at that moment. Other films are like Independence Day pops into my head, or Little Miss Sunshine. Like, you watch those films and you're like, that gave me a little bit of that era.
Yeah.
And we wanted to create something like that without it being like PTSD for people.
Well, just think about the generation, like, years and years and years from now, that are going to watch this, like, you know, that watch The Big Chill, and they're like, what was COVID? What is that? What is this thing? What happened that I get to experience, you know, something in that time? And I'm sure there'll be more films that come out like it. And I think you took a huge risk, because, like you said, Kyler, wanted to watch that kind of stuff. Like, when I've told it to people before shooting, they're like, you what? You don't need more depression. Please don't bring me this. Please don't do these kind of things. I'm like, but the reality is that it's the truth. I mean, and a lot of us do need to see things like that. And it is a great reminder, but it's also a beautiful piece of art.
Yeah.
And they did a great job on the script with that.
Yeah. So let's talk about, Kristen, your involvement and you guys, you know, go back to childhood. We know that's all you need to know.
Friends but forever.
You go back, you know, you go back 10 years, and the role of Jenna, like, how did you prepare yourself for that. There's a, you know, very emotional scenes at times and kind of hard, you know, just very like gut wrenching. And I'm just sitting here watching it on my TV. I can't imagine going through that as when you're acting. Like, how do you prepare for something like that?
Well, one, people are shocked as well. And I'm surprised that Rhodes even wanted me to do it when she asked. I'm like, I do comedy stuff more. What do you want me to do? What? Like, but I think that's what was so juicy about it is that, I mean, as much as I am a jokester, as much as I love the comedy, that there is so much reality of Jenna in me. There's, you know, especially I've watched friends go through miscarriages. I've watched, you know, friends lose people in their life. I've lost people in my life. I just before shooting, lost, you know, my uncle died from COVID. So there was things that we were all kind of bringing to the table. And I think the crazy thing as an actor, because I got asked that a bunch. They're like, oh my God, you're like that cry. You were just there and you're in it. I'm like, you have to like open old wounds, which is terrible to say, but like you have to scrape to that place that brings you to that emotional space. And then you just kind of stay in it. And then you have to learn how to shut it down too. Sometimes you don't, sometimes you carry it.
Yeah. That's one thing. I mean, that I am really curious about that. When I see someone who just, it just puts me so into it where it just seems so real. How do you pull out of that as an actor? How do you do that? Or maybe it's like you don't sometimes, you say like how it just seems so, you put yourself out there. You're so vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
You band-aid it or you like music, but I didn't have really time because Rhodes would be like, okay, we're going to shoot this scene. This had a three, you know, your miscarriages and you're talking to, you know, your friend from the past, you know, you're having these scenes that are very intense. And then you're going to go in the bathtub and you guys are having the New Year's Eve scene where you're happy and you're wearing wigs. I'm all, huh? It's like an emotional, like upside down roller coaster. But that allowed me not to like sit in that scene that was like, you know, dark and heavy that I'm like, you gotta switch and like flip it. And you're like, okay, now we're in joy mode. But I guess that's what acting, that's what we do. We band-aid it up, save it for later, and then pull through and go to join.
And Kyler, I think that was part of the gift of working with someone who not only I've known as a very, very talented actor, but, you know, we had, I think we did a 14 day. And so you only had two or three takes per scene and having the trust that somebody was going to be able to bring it, you know, and I know Kristen's like, I do comedy, but she's an incredible actress. And so it was kind of like, turn on the faucet, turn it off. All right.
Turn it on, turn it off.
And then she'd finish and say something like, she looks like a bag of dicks. And I'd just like smack my head and be like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, she's fine.
Oh, that's great. So I am so excited that even though like we've been back in-person film festivals for a while now, it still is just so exciting. And it's like, we're not, I mean, at least with me, I'm not going to a film festival every weekend. So I go to a handful in person every year, but it is just so invigorating. And watching a film with a group of people, watching a good film with a group of people, that makes the effort to, you know, get out there is just such a incredible experience that I think I took for granted before the pandemic. So let's talk about Dances with Films. The film Farewelling. So I think the festival kicks off the 22nd, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so June 22nd, the festival kicks off in Hollywood, the Chinese Theater, and your film Farewelling is June 24th at 9:30 p.m. I'll have links to where you can grab tickets for that. So let's talk about like the festival and what you're looking forward to. Like, it, you know, it's a super exciting experience. It sounds like you've been there before too, just checking films out. They just treat filmmakers so well, what we were saying earlier. Tell us about what you're looking forward to, because it has yet to happen. So it's hard, I guess, to
our number one goal is to sell out that theater. Yeah. I think our biggest obstacle has been, you know, our log line is set during the pandemic and just kind of things that you touched, Kyler, like, and Kristen, who people are like, we don't want to see a pandemic movie, you know, but we really wanted to say that, no, this is about a woman's struggle with life, you know, and the shit it dishes you up. So if we can get as many eyes on this as possible, because this is our gift as filmmakers to the world. It's this like, hey, we were all there and we hope you feel it. We hope you felt it, you know, and obviously there's, you know, it's a fun journey as it, they do alcohol and they do drugs and they, you know, have all these like intricacies in their relationships with one another. So we're expecting to go to the film festival. We're so grateful to be opening weekend and to really kind of experience, we've already had this camaraderie with the filmmakers. It's something that Dances with Films cultivates. So we got to meet them at this lovely orientation. A lot of the films have this similar through line. So I do believe, much akin to other festivals, that there is a common theme. And it looks like that grief and that mental health is something that Dances with Film really put a spotlight on in accompaniment to female filmmakers. So, you know, there's an actress, Chrissy St. John, who has a short there premiering about work office life. She starred in my last film that I produced. Cameron Kelly has another short. She's a good friend of Kristen and I's, What the Elf. And so it's amazing to see all these women come together, and Dances with Films really created this platform to say, all right, females, we want to know what you got to say. And it's this broad range from comedy to grief to all of these different emotions. But the subtext are these bigger issues, these serious issues that women struggle with. So we're looking forward to not only seeing the film and sharing the film, but celebrating other filmmakers and their projects.
I love that.
And wearing cool stuff on the carpet.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. It's so exciting. That's so cool. Yeah. How about you, Kristen? What are you looking forward to?
Looking forward to booze and I'm just kidding, the party.
Me too.
you know what? I haven't seen it all the way through.
Oh, wow.
Rhodes, kindly enough, because I'm in Florida now. I moved out of LA and moved to Florida. And she, don't hold that against me, please. I kept asking her, I was like, I want to see it, because they'd had like a few screenings. And one time I missed it due to like a flight issues when they were like showing it to the cast and crew. So she sent me a link so I get to watch it. And it was up where we had like a bad a storm that happened and like lightning hit the place. I was like, and out. I was like, ah! And so I tried to ask her and like get it back. She's like, I can't send it again just because somebody else, I guess, had grabbed the link when she shared it with me somewhere else. And she was like, I can't. It gives me anxiety. So I was like, all right. So I'm looking forward to seeing the movie all the way through. That's kind of a huge thing. And also seeing the effects it has on people. That's, as a storyteller, that's why I became an actor. I love the fact that you can go into a dark theater and be changed forever. I love that idea, that dynamic of it. I could tell a story all day long, and if it's going to affect somebody in a manner that's going to change their life, then I'm all about it. I love it.
Well, yeah, let's get the screening sold out, everybody.
Yes, please. We sold it out. That we just kicked off.
I didn't want to tell anyone, but I think we lost our filmmaker here. But
we did. We lost her. That's okay. I can answer all your questions.
But I think she was just done. I was like, yeah, we're. Yeah. I think we did it.
Are you going to be there? Are you coming?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I don't get until Monday morning though, so I'm gonna miss the opening weekend. But I'll be there for a few days that week. So maybe our paths will cross.
I'm back.
Hey,
I'm back.
We're all done. Yeah. No, so.
Wrapped it up and held it.
Much like Kristen's experience with the film, I'll get to figure out what's the rest of this interview.
Well, it is. we were just saying like how like there's gonna be some big takeaways from the film. I think it's going to resonate with a lot of people going through. We collectively went through something worldwide, but it was so individual to ourselves. And I talked to a writer recently, and he was giving me advice and said something to the effect of like, the more you'd think you'd want to write like more broad and kind of try to appeal to as many people as possible. But he said in his experience, the more specific you write, the more like personal you write, it actually has a weird effect of reaching more people. So the more specific your story is, the more it can resonate with a broader audience. I mean, and that's what watching this film, it hit me in that way. Cause a lot of that stuff, you know, it was unique to the story, not my life, but it just the overall tone and emotional impact, it just felt so relatable to me. So I think it's going to really have a great impact, and it's so exciting to see it with an audience coming up. So yeah.
We need more content. We need a lot more original content and not Transformer 27.
Yes. I'm done with Marvel. I'm over it.
Well, thank you, Kyler, so much. We appreciate the kind words. I think that, you know, I think there was a total of maybe like a little shy of 30 of us, and we just kind of put our all into it. And we hope that it's received by, I love independent films. And I think that this is a good example of why. Like when you can just touch people and say, hey, here you go. We get it. We told a story about it.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a great film. Everybody Farewelling will be having its world premiere at Dances with Films June 24th, 9:30 p.m. That's on the opening weekend, Saturday. So it's a great time to make it out and check out some great cinema. So, Rhodes, Kristen, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a great chatting with you, and hopefully we bump into each other at the festival. So yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Kyler. See you soon.